to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, October 6th, 2019, at the Blessing of the Animals.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Well, again, welcome to this wonderful celebration of the Blessing of the Animals. We hold this service on the Sunday closest to October 4th, which is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, who is famous for his connection to all of creation and to the animals. He's often pictured preaching to the birds. St. Francis, there are so many great stories about Francis. One of my favorites is the story of the Wolf of Gubbio. So Francis was in Assisi, but the nearby town of Gubbio had a wolf that was terrorizing the townspeople. It was actually going and carrying off children and eating them. And so the townspeople were going to march to this cave where the wolf had his lair, and they were going to kill the wolf. But Francis said, "Let me go talk to the wolf." And so he went and negotiated a truce between the wolf and the people of Gubbio. He said, "If the people will feed you, don't eat their kids anymore." And he patched things up. Francis was a fearless kind of a guy. He was unafraid to go anywhere and talk to anyone about anything, particularly to talk about Jesus Christ. Francis was one of those beloved saints. He's probably the most popular saint of all time. Famously, it was said of him that he was the most admired and least imitated of all the saints. Least imitated because Francis, unlike most of us, you know, we hear the teachings of Jesus. When Jesus says, "Sell all that you have and give it to the poor," right? We go, "Well, everything? You know, maybe it's just I shouldn't think of my possessions so selfishly. I should be more generous," right? We come up with a way of kind of contextualizing that message in our own lives. But Francis was like, "Nope, sell everything, check. Sell it all." Famously, the legend is anyway that when he was beginning his ministry, he stripped off all his clothes in the town square so that he would enter his new life with nothing. In another place, Jesus says, you know, don't have two pieces of clothing. Just have one tunic. If you have a second one, give it away. And so St. Francis was like, check, just one piece of clothes, this very simple habit that he and his brothers took on, the friars of the Franciscan order, which he began. So Francis was a very literal-minded guy. Another story is that when he was praying in the church in San Damiano, there was a beautiful crucifix. I have a replica of it here. You probably can't see it from where you are. But he's praying in this church in this beautiful Byzantine crucifix. The Christ on the crucifix spoke to him and said, "Francis, rebuild my church." And so we might think, well, rebuild the church. Maybe I should, you know, start an endowment, or I should work on the spiritual lives of people. No, Francis, totally literal, went out and started collecting bricks and repairing the wall. Very simple, clear, and devout man. And that is why I think he speaks so powerfully to us, the people of his own time and the people ever since, because I think we yearn for that simplicity and that purity of devotion and faith. He wanted to go and preach to the Sultan of Egypt during the Fifth Crusade. There was a bitter battle between the Christians and the Muslims in Egypt, and there was kind of a ceasefire for a while. So Francis and another brother of his went and decided they were going to preach to the Sultan. Now, the Sultan had put a price on the head of any Christian. He said, "Anyone that brings me the head of a Christian, I will give him a gold piece," or whatever the bounty was. So this was kind of a risky move. Francis and his brother went across the enemy lines. They were immediately arrested and beaten, but they were not killed. They were brought to the Sultan, and apparently Francis and the Sultan had the most amazing conversation. Francis preached to the Sultan about his love of Jesus, and he listened to the Sultan about what was going on in his life. And the Sultan is reported to have said, "Francis, if all Christians were like you, I would convert. If all Christians were as holy and simple and pure as you are, I would convert." Francis lives out to me the essence of our gospel message today. The gospel today is the disciples coming to Jesus and saying, "Increase our faith. We want to have faith. We yearn to have faith, but we have these doubts." And Francis is that example that Jesus is talking about. If you had faith, even the size of a mustard seed, you could do incredible things. God did incredible things with the faith of St. Francis, calling hundreds of men and women to join in this life of poverty and simplicity, of reforming the whole Catholic Church through their witness against power and prestige and corruption, and for this idea of following Jesus so simply and so literally and so lovingly. Hundreds of people joined, eventually thousands, but their message spread beyond into all corners of the world and of Christendom. Increase our faith. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. Live a life of simplicity, and God can unlock tremendous power. In our epistle today, St. Paul says, "I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you. For God did not give you a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline." A spirit of power and love and self-discipline. I think our struggle is that we have so many fears, so many things that hold us back from living into the faith that we have been given. St. Francis is, to me, that wonderful example of someone who is able to overcome fear. We can't all be St. Francis, but we can all claim the faith that has been given to us, a faith that sometimes seems as small as a mustard seed, and yet even as small as it is, can grow and blossom into the amazing fruits of the Spirit that are manifest in our lives and in the life of the world. Today, as we bless these pets and animals, as we give thanks for St. Francis's connection to all the created order, I hope we'll also remember his faith and devotion and be inspired to live into the faith that we have and to be blessed in it. Amen. You know it's time to stop the sermon when the dogs are coming.